Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. JC, what are you talking about on Strictly Secrets today?
Well, since we're near the end of the competition, I'm going to talk about by a couple of dancers who performed their dances twice.
Sounds great. And Josh, what delightful food do you have for us today?
Today, I'm going to be making gingerbread men.
Also, the Moving Up team will be discussing all about Christmas films. Come on, everyone, let's get started.
Hello, this is Joshi Shaw. This is the semi-final of Strictly Sequins. We're down to five couples. They all dance two different ways.
Who were the first couple?
Ashi and Pasha. They dance in Pasha. They score 36 points. The judge says, need more drama, but she danced like an angel and was better. The next one was the American Smooth. The judge says, out of this world because they scored 40 points.
Wow, top marks. Who's the next couple?
Faye and Giovanni, they are my favourite couples. The first dance they did was Samba. They scored 37 points and the judges said quality, lovely balance. And the second one they did was Tango. They scored 39 and the judges said gave all the freedom to respect.
Now, this next couple are my favourites. Who is it?
Stacey and Kevin. First dance they did was Charleston. They scored 39 because the judge says full of energy and they nearly had a 40.
Ooh, so close.
Yeah, very close. Next was Vanity's Waltz, scored 36 points. Charming and understated, the judges said.
Who's the next ones?
Joe and Deanne. The first dance they did was Vanity's Waltz. They scored 29 points. No flight and no glide, the judge said.
Oh dear.
Yeah, heaven knows what that means. Next one was Tango. Score 39, and the judge says too stumpy that was.
Oh dear, they didn't have a very good week. And who's the final dancers?
Lauren and AJ, they too did Tango. They scored 31 points because the judge said it was out of sync. And it was Samba, the next one, but it was on the one foot. They scored 23 points because poor Lauren is the one with the one arm. But it's not her fault. She's doing the best that she can, even though she can do anything with one arm.
Of course, and she's proved that, hasn't she, really?
Yes, she has.
So who were the highest scorers this week, Josie?
Faye and Giovanni and Ashley and Pasha.
And did they have the same score?
Yes, they did, 76 points.
Wow. And who was in the dance-off?
Ashley and Pasha and Lauren and AJ.
Gosh, so even though Ashley and Pasha were right at the top of the leaderboard, they still got nominated to be in the dance-off. You never know what's going to happen in Strictly, do you?
No, and no. But the point is that Lauren and AJ got voted off this week.
Oh, shame.
Next week, from the final, will be Ashley and Pasha, Faye and Giovanni, Stacey and Kevin, and Joe and Deanne.
Would you like to say who you think is going to win?
Faye and Giovanni.
They're your favourites, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, let's see. We'll have to wait till next week.
This is Joe Shiso with Strictly Sequins, and hope you come again soon with the final.
I'm Josh, and this week I'll be making gingerbread men. You will need 350 grams of plain flour, plus extra for rolling out, 2 teaspoons of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 125 grams of butter, 175 grams of light soft brown sugar, 1 free-range egg, 4 tablespoons of golden syrup. To decorate, you can use writing icing and cake decorations.
What do you have to do to make your gingerbread men and women?
Sift the flour, bicarbonate of soda, ginger and cinnamon, and pour into the bowl of a food processor. Add the butter and blend it until the mix looks like breadcrumbs. Stir in the sugar. Lightly beat the egg and golden syrup together. Add to the food processor and pulse it until the mixture clumps together. Tip the dough out, knead briefly until smooth, wrap in cling film and leave to chill in the fridge for 50 minutes. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees C. Line 2 baking trays with greaseproof paper. Roll the dough out to a 5 cm thickness on a light floured surface.
I think you mean half a centimetre. It's 0.5.
Using cutters, cut out the gingerbread men shapes and place on the baking tray, leaving a gap between them. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes or until lightly golden brown. Leave them on the tray for 10 minutes and then move to a wire rack to finish cooling. When cooled, decorate with the writing icing and cake decorations if you're using.
Actually, this recipe can be used to make all sorts of shapes. We've been doing Christmas tree gingerbread, so that's nice as well.
You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
I'm Chaz. I've got Harry back finally. Sorry, Josh. So I'll be talking about Assassin's Creed. The age rating is from 18 and onwards, and it's on all consoles. So yep. Which one's yours, Harry?
So I'm going to go with my favourite Assassin's Creed, and it is going to be Black Flag. Now, this game was absolutely incredible. You know, you start off with... Because obviously it was on 360 at first, and then it came to Xbox One, and the graphics upgrade was incredible. You know, it was already a beautiful game, but when it came to Xbox One, they took it to another level. The actual gameplay was really fun. I mean, you could do all sorts of missions, it was really cool, and then you could actually have your own ship and go to sea and have battles with other ships and take them over, which I always done. That's literally all I done. I scoured the seas and literally just got in every fight I could get into, but then I would run right into the Spanish or Morda, and they would just hurt. They wouldn't let me go.
So mine is Unity. I love it to bits because the storyline is so much better than Black Flag, and I don't care what Harry says, it has to be Unity because all the weapons are so much better, so much upgraded. You're like, oh.
I mean, both games have got their upsides. Like, I'll admit that Unity's graphics are just as beautiful, if not more so. But what I liked about Black Flag was how easy it was to, you know, take down an opponent. You know, it wasn't overcomplicated, and it made the game easy to play and satisfying at the same time. Like, if I completed a mission, I'm just like, yeah, I did that. I did that, and I'm proud of doing that.
Well, with the Unity one, it's so much better because the way you attack someone, you have to do it quiet. But then with me, I don't care going loud. Best way is always going in loud, guys.
See, the one thing that Unity didn't have, which Black Flag did, was the ships. Like, the fact that you could go and get in fights and ships, which you have to admit is a cool feature. But it wasn't very good when, you know, you had to abandon ship and leave your crewmates behind because you'd go into a fight that you couldn't win, so you decided to swim away.
Well, that's pretty funny, actually. The best thing I like is about the armour and additional ways to get to upgrade and stuff. So are you a heavy guy or a light guy?
I'm a light guy.
I'm a heavy guy, because I like the big axe. Always the big axe. Much more easy.
I was always that stealthy guy who would take out three guys and take as many out as I could before they actually spotted me.
Fair enough. What is your best sneak attack move?
Well, I used to like to hide on buildings and then jump on them and take two out at a time. That was my favourite. I'd literally just get up to a building. Even if they saw me, I'd still do it. I would go up there and just jump on them.
Fair enough. Well, mine's the most stupidest one. I run in there loud and wild. And I get the axe and spin it around. I don't care if I get hit. I'd die one way or another.
In conclusion, both games are incredible, and they're available on Xbox One, 360, PS3, PS4, and PC. Now, this game was absolutely amazing for me and Chaz. We both recommend both games, and I hope you enjoyed this week.
See you later, guys. Take it easy.
Hello and welcome to our discussion this week. This week we'll be discussing our own favourite Christmas films that we like to watch every year. Now mine is a bit of an odd one, and you can say it's not Christmas-y, but it is. It's going to be Die Hard. Now the reason I love this film is because of the way the characters, you know, all the odds are stacked against him, and he's got, you know, all these people trying to take over the building, and somehow he comes out victor. I mean, he doesn't come out in very good shape, but, you know, he still wins.
So how does that relate to Christmas?
It's actually based around a Christmassy time of year. He wants to get home to see his kids for Christmas. Oh. And that he's gone to see his wife at work for a Christmas party, and it's all, you know, they've taken over trying to steal the money, and, you know, he's just decided, right, I'm going to try and do something if I'm going to get out of here alive. So he saved all their lives and carried on great. So, Jack, what is your favourite Christmas film?
Oh, it's Home Alone.
What did you enjoy about Home Alone?
Oh, I like the traps, like when the robbers break into the house and they just end up in accidents.
So, how do the traps appear?
It's by a kid sets them up, anyway.
Oh, so the child was left alone and he set up the traps when the robbers broke in.
Yes.
Claire, what's your favourite film then?
Well, one of my favourite Christmas films is called Nativity. It's set in a primary school around the Nativity play. It's set in St Bernadette's Primary School. And there's news that a Hollywood producer may be coming to watch the Nativity. And there's a madcap teaching assistant called Mr. Poppy who takes over the proceedings of the Nativity play. He tells all the children that they're going to Hollywood, even though that wasn't really part of the deal. And it's absolute silly, silly chaos, but I love it.
Sounds like an ideal family viewing.
It certainly is. What about you, Sherry?
Oh, actually, I like Scrooged. Because as a teenager, I read the Charles Dickens book, Christmas Carol. And ever since then, any film that came out that's based around Christmas Carol, I watched, and Scrooged is one of the best. Mind you, I think the Muppet one is a close second. What about you, Chaz?
I like all Christmas films. I'm not first.
Yeah, but you also like Die Hard, don't you?
Yeah, Die Hard's the best.
Yeah, we both like talking about it, and it's, you know, I think it's something that, you know, that's a lot less boring to watch. It, with some Christmas films, you know, you kind of zone out a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, this one's got a load of action. It's more suitable for the older lot.
Yeah, it's more suitable for them who don't want to sit around and see Santa Claus in a sleigh, or, you know.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's what Harry just said.
About you, Josh?
My favourite Christmas film is The Grinch. Because it has like that, at first he wants to steal Christmas, then in the end he feels bad and decides to take all the presents back. It's an interesting film.
Oh, I actually haven't seen it, but I think I should. Josie?
My favourite Christmas film is Santa Claus, the one with Dudley Moore, because from the beginning it's a magical time where Santa Claus takes off on his flight, and at the end he comes to the rescue and the reindeer does the big circle called the Super Duper Looper. It's quite magical. From the middle it sort of changed it because the future is changing for a reason or two. And Dudley Moore, who plays Patch, wants to prove that he's like a really useful elf.
Again, it's a film I haven't seen. I didn't realise how many Christmas films there were, actually.
And we've really talked about a diverse range of films, haven't we?
Yes, I think so. All right, all, what do you think? All Christmased out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a really good show. We enjoyed it. Hope you did as well. Next week it'll be our last instalment of Strictly Sequence, and Josh will be giving us the Christmas classic mince pies, and Charles and Harry will be talking about video games. This is the Moving Up Show, part of the Four P's Project on Vectis Radio and for Idlewild College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online